Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather is pleasant across Israel today. Tel Aviv enjoys warm sunshine, while Jerusalem has clear skies. Haifa is seeing a gentle breeze, perfect for outdoor activities. In Eilat, expect a sunny day with warm temperatures. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, The Times of Israel reported that Israel-Lebanon talks have been extended by another day. A deal on the IDF withdrawal remains elusive. Also, coming in now, I-24 News confirms the talks between Israel and Lebanon are ongoing. Both parties will reconvene in Washington on Thursday morning. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Eilat is on high alert following a Shin Bet warning of a potential attack. Officials assure that calm has returned to the area. Separately, Forward notes that the alliance between Netanyahu and Trump is reaching a breaking point. The long-standing political partnership faces new challenges. And finally, from Axios, Iran has fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. This move threatens to unravel negotiations and could reignite conflict. Here's what people are saying online. Ayal Yacobi, an activist, wrote just minutes ago describing the situation as basically genocide. Al Arabiya English posted earlier today questioning Andy Burnham's political platform as he prepares to lead Labour, citing concerns over his clarity. The Times of Israel highlighted a survey by Quinnipiac University. It found that 60% of respondents believe military intervention in Iran is not worth it. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Israel-Lebanon talks. The Times of Israel reports that the negotiations have made more progress today than in previous days. However, a final agreement on the IDF's withdrawal remains out of reach. This extension underscores the complexity of the issues at hand and the critical role of U.S. mediation. Turning to Eilat, Ynet details a heightened sense of alert following a Shin Bet warning. Residents and tourists were initially unsettled by the potential threat of an attack similar to the one on October 7th. Despite the warning, local officials, break time is 10 p.m., and businesses report a return to normalcy, highlighting the resilience of the community. Meanwhile, Axios highlights a significant escalation in regional tensions. Iran's missile launch towards Israel marks a departure from the ceasefire agreement. This aggressive action could derail ongoing diplomatic efforts and escalate into broader conflict. The situation remains fluid, with regional stability hanging in the balance. In financial news, first, CTEC reports that Michal Kisos Herzog will take over as CEO of Discount Capital. She brings extensive experience from her tenure at Poalim Tech and the digital bank Pepper. Separately, Israel Hayom Business discusses a significant shift in the Israeli banking sector. Michal Kisos Herzog's appointment as CEO of Discount Capital marks a notable transition from her previous role at Bank Hapoalim. And finally, Walla Business highlights a growing interest in psychedelic therapies on Wall Street. Recent clinical trials suggest such therapies could be as effective as long-term antidepressant use, attracting investor attention. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 8 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.